The Romney family is a tight-knit clan. Mitt and Ann Romney, like many wealthy couples, are working to make sure their wealth passes to their five sons and grandchildren. A family trust established as early as 1995 has amassed $100 million, according to the Romney campaign. Romney's 2011 tax records show he has set up an intentionally defective grantor trust, or IDGT, also known by its nickname, IDIGIT Trust. That's where a grantor, in this case Romney, pays any income taxes on the assets in that trust.
That is a trust that people create where they give assets for future generations and they continue to pay the income tax on it. So I've given away an asset, but I continue to pay the income tax on it, which allows me to shift more wealth to the next generation.
What that means is if an investment in the trust gains in value by $1 million over time, it's Romney who pays the 15% capital gains tax of $150,000, not his children or grandchildren. In essence, it's like passing on wealth to the next generation without having to pay gift taxes on that amount. And gift taxes have ranged from 35% to 55% since the 1990s. This is a common estate planning strategy for the wealthy.
It's 100% legal and allowed under our Internal Revenue Code, and it's a estate planning technique that's being used by many, many high net worth clients, and not people who have $250 million, but even people who have $20 million, $30 million.
Americans for Tax Fairness Action Fund, a liberal 501c4 group, in a statement saying, quote, his income tax returns are exhibit A of why we need to reform our rigged tax system that favors the wealthy at the expense of working Americans. We contacted the Romney campaign for comment, but they did not return our calls. The Obama administration has proposed revising estate planning rules, and one option would be ending this tax benefit.
It would affect estate planning as we know it. I mean, this is something that is commonly done day in and day out and has been for many years.
That liberal group, Americans for Tax Fairness Action Fund, is now calling on Romney to release his gift tax returns, and that will show more details on how much the couple gifted to their children and grandchildren over the years and how much they paid it.